95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's the Morning Hog on a Friday. That means Morning Hog happy hour is here. And that's why Josh MSR Parada is right over there.
All right.
Bringing us delightful race day flavors.
Yep. Feels weird to clap for myself.
That's okay. Clap for yourself.
You can do it.
Clap for the beers.
Okay,
right?
I'm doing it. Yeah.
And clap for the fact that the Wawa 250 is tonight. The Coke Zero Sugar 400 is tomorrow. It's race time in Daytona.
It is.
People seem to get thirstier during race weeks.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's the heat or the exercise, the cardio, walking around the speedway. Whatever it is, you brought us some refreshers for that.
I did. So we had these guys on back in like January, I think it was January or February. But we're bringing them back because the race is tonight, tomorrow. And they have a car in the Xfinity race.
That's right.
A fully wrapped car.
Kaz Grahl is driving the island car.
Exactly.
Makes me number 26. When I see that thing make laps, it's like you got to chug every time. Actually, it's not a good idea, but... You know, pace yourself with these, of course.
Right. Yeah. So he drives a Toyota Supra.
Yeah.
I believe it's number 26. Right. And it's wrapped almost, it looks like the can. So if you check out the YouTube channel, you can see what it looks like. But we're going to start off with Island Coastal Lager.
Love it.
So this is what the first brand that they had came out with originally about 5 years ago now. They have a huge presence inside of Publix. We are going to be in about 2 hours, I believe it is, we're going to be at Total Wine.
Look out.
So the show car, the Toyota Supra, is going to be there
right.
with some Island brand swag and stuff like that. You can sample the product. That's going to be at 10 o'clock.
You got to hurry up.
Yeah. Once I'm done here, I'm rolling over there to
drink fast.
But yeah, so Island Coastal Lager, like I said, they've been around for a while. The original idea for this beer was the owners were sailing and going to the Cuba quite a bit.
Okay.
And they get to Cuba and they realize, man, all the beer here is just trash.
Yeah.
Just straight up garbage. So they're like, you know what? We'll brew beer and we'll import it to Cuba, because at the time, the embargoes and stuff were starting to lighten up a little bit. And unfortunately, things kind of switched back the other direction.
Right.
But luckily, we have it here.
This is it.
It's here.
So they developed a flavor that both America and Cuba could like equally.
Right. With premium ingredients, no fillers, anything like that, no adjuncts. Right. It's a very clear, clean tasting beer flavored beer.
Yes. It's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
Easy. Love it.
And what are we at? 5?
4.5%.
4.5%.
So you can crank through these all day.
Ooh.
And you can taste that premium flavor as well.
It's two races in one.
But this, you know, brewed right here in Florida right now.
Okay.
Their headquarters are all the way out in South Carolina, I believe it is. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, really cool brand. A lot of beautiful graphics, stuff like that. Always check out their website and see some stuff. Or you can check out our website and see where to find it.
If I just jump in real quick, what Josh is talking about is srprod.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's a website.
It's true.
It's on the internet. So look it up.
Yeah.
Now, so what do you think about that is a good standard beer? What do you think about changing it up a little bit?
We can.
Maybe steering in a different direction. Much like you would a car.
Yeah. Is that how? Yeah.
You'll only go left, but that's fine.
Right. Right. Yeah. Careful on that.
So let's take a left turn and see what we get.
So this is their other brand called Island Active.
Okay.
They actually have a single flavor by itself, which is just the original Island Active, which is their light premium beer. So the calories are a little bit lower, I believe at 88 calories.
Wow. Okay.
These are the flavored versions of that.
All right.
So let's start off with, we got three different flavors over here. So I'm going to go with lime.
Okay.
Lime. This is a good classic pairing, right?
It's a good one.
Nice light premium beer with a little bit of lime in it.
Sure.
88 calories is perfect for us. Half marathon, or not half marathon, but 10K.
That's right.
I am not included in that.
That's
but
right, Josh. We are deep in training for a 10K.
This is perfect.
10K.
Yeah, September 9th, we're going to do 6 plus.
Yeah, 6.2
miles. Well, it's nice knowing you guys.
This is going to put... Well, I'm stretching out right now. I don't even know. I'm not... Steve is actually trained. I've just trained by drinking more sensible beers, and here we go again. All right.
2.6 carbs, I think, something like that.
Wow.
So, you know, a little bit... Healthier for you option, better for you.
And the flavor is not, it isn't overpowering. It's not like somebody took a flavor squeezer and shot it into your beer.
Right. Some of these flavored beers can get like really over the top, especially things like lime, where it almost tastes like straight acid a little bit.
Right. Right.
I thought
you were going to say something else.
You stop listening after.
You cut half the word off.
Yeah.
But this is very nice and subtle, right on the back end. Just enough in there to let you know it's there, but not enough to like be offensive.
But yeah, but you still get the beer. It's still beer flavor.
Yep.
And then you're...
That's the best part. It's still beer flavored beer,
look
man.
I mean, I don't want to show my abs here on camera because, you know, I haven't really groomed. But, you know, basically, they're feeling better already.
Are they?
Yeah, just because of that. All right, so you have two more. It's a variety pack?
It is a variety pack.
Should we take a break? Probably.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a little variety pack. Get them. Island. We're in the race mode right now here on the Morning Hog. Brew review.
Vroom, vroom.